Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi, Maaseh Sof Daled, and we are starting about the fifth line with a quote from the Mishnah, Kol Adum Mishe Adimu, and in the Vilna Sof, it's all the way at the end of Beis Omer Beis, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarah Basir Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And remember, the Mishnah mentioned a number of different fruits and a simen, a sign, when we could tell that they reached a third of their growth, and that's when they'd be Chavin Maaseh. So we had said, Kol Adum Mishe Adimu, all red fruits, once they'd start turning red, that's when they're Chavin Maaseh. And Miyasha Tanim Yasha taught the following, Riman Shenik Rabbi, Afilu Preda Acha, pomegranate that had even one preda, one little seed that was ripened, reached a third of its growth, kulachiril maaser, everything is considered connected for maaser, meaning the rest of the pomegranate as well is chayav in maaser. And by the same token, eshkol shebishal by afilu gagar yichidi, a cluster of grapes that even one grape ripened to the stage that it's chayav in maaser, kulachiril maaser, the entire cluster is considered connected and it's all chayav in maaser. And Omar of Chanin, Chanin says, Pashtu Hulan, he explained for us, meaning Rav Miyasha explained this to us, that kol oisei hagefen, kol oisei hamin. It's not just that cluster of grapes, it's that entire grape vine as well, and that entire min is all chayav in maaser. And Chazru Pashtu Loi, he further explained, kol oisei haruach, even that entire direction in the grape vine is chayav in maaser, because of that one grape. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbonimer, he tells us, kol oisei hakerem, even the entire grape vine is chayav in maaser, because of that one grape, it's all considered a chibur. However, now we have a question, hayakerem katan vasai gadol. Let's say he was a very small kerem, and then he made it big. He bought the neighboring kerem and connected the two. Do we say that now that neighboring one that was just joined to his because he bought it is considered chibur to this grape and is chayav in maaser as well? What about a similar question? Gadol vasoy katon. It was a large one and it became small. He had a very large vineyard. He cut it in half and sold it to somebody else. Do we say that now that it belongs to somebody else, it's not considered chibur and now it's not chayav in maaser? Another question. Echad vasoy shnayim. Shnayim vasoy echad. Let's say it was one and he made it into two. He put a mechitza in the middle, or it was two and he made it into one, meaning he took out the mechitza. Do we say that that's chibur or not? I wouldn't have an answer to these questions. Something similar, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Dalas Shenikra Bevesi Beha, a Dalas, a gourd that was found to have a hole in it, Bevesi Beha, is the place where it's growing. We know from the end of Maseches Trumos that when a fruit or vegetable is found to have a hole in it, we have to suspect that a snake took a bite out of it and that there's poison in here so it's not going to be eaten. What does Shmuel tell us? Kol Isa Guma Asura, all the gourds growing in that same hole are Usur because we have to suspect that the poison went from this one that has a hole in it to all the other ones. Now we ask the following question, Afa Machbedai's Tamarakane, do we say the same with the brooms of a palm tree? You look at the branches of a palm tree, they look like brooms, and there's dates growing on them. And the question is, let's say we find one date of a whole cluster that has a hole in it. Do we say that all the other dates on that broom or on that branch are Asra as well? So from Rabbi Yaisi says, Shal Yonisam and Charsha Ish Ginesar, Yonisam and Charsha Ish Ginesar asked, Ask Ram Gamliel the Chum and Biavne, Ram Gamliel the Chum and Yavne, the following question. Nikri Retev Be'ibehen Mahin. What about if we find holes in Retev, in moist dates that are Be'ibehen? They're on the branch. So Amrulai, they told him, Kol Oisei Dakol Asur. The entire palm tree is Asur, meaning every date growing on the palm tree is Asur, because we have to be chashish that the poison spread. And so we have an answer to our question. If over here, the entire palm tree is Asur, of course, in the question asked, all the dates on the palm branch are Asur. Tahadam is on top. We continue clarifying this. Amr B'yesi, B'yesi says, L'chein Sricha, the reason why we need to have this din is B'shnikru Kulon, when we're talking about that all the dates have holes in them. And why is it necessary to say that they're all Asur? Shaloi Taimars, that you shouldn't say, since it's not really very normal for a snake to go and bite every single date, I say that it was really a whole cloud of birds, meaning a whole flock of birds rested on these dates and made holes in them, and that's why there's so many holes, and none of them are Asur. The chiddush is that no, when we find all these dates with holes in them, we have to be chashish that a snake actually did that, and therefore all of them are Asur. One last memory about this, Rabbi Yonah says, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Nikri Retev Bibein Asur, that holes in moist dates that are still attached to the tree are Asur. However, V'arabim Nagu B'en Heter, the majority of people treat them as mutter, and they eat them, V'in Nizaikin, and they're not damaged. And we continue at the end of the Mishnah, Harimon M'shem Asu, pomegranates are considered to have reached a shlish, a third of their growth, and they're chavim Meiser once they hit this stage. So Rabbi Zaira says, B'shem Rabbi Yasa, M'she Yismaicha Eichel Tachas Yadav. This means when the food gets crushed in his hand, meaning when it's soft enough that he could squeeze it and juice comes out, that's considered to have reached a shlish. Review the Bar Pasi says, B'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, M'sheich Nisu Mechza, it's when it grows to a half of its growth. Now we clarify this Lashon, because how does he learn from the word M'shei Masu, that it grew a half of its growth? What does one have to do with another? So Rabbi Yehuda Abayi, Rabbi Yehuda suggested the following: Dilma min Rabbanan da'agata hu shama Allah. Maybe you heard it from the Rabbanan, who are experts in Agadata. The Pasuk tells us, Achenu himasus levavenu. This is talking about when the Meraglim return with their negative report about Eretz Yisrael. Literally, this Pasuk is translated as, our brothers have melted our hearts. However, they translated the word himasu as palgun levavenu. They split our hearts in half. We see this lashon of mishe himasu, or himasu, again, which is the same lashon, means half. Continuing on, we had said in the Mishnah, Tamar mishe atilu sa'ar, that Tamarim dates are considered to have reached a shlesh when they were matal sa'ar. What does this mean? So, Chir Barva Amar, he tells us, mishe smalei acheretz, when the groove is filled in, when dates start growing, they have this groove or this crack in them, and when they start puffing up and that groove is filled in, that's what mishe atilu sa'ar is. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Abayi, Rabbi Yehuda asks the following, Manan Kaimin, what are we talking about? Ibishe smalei acheretz, if you're talking about that they really puffed up so much that this entire crack or crevice is totally gone, nivelesi, they're considered niveles, which means that they're about to fall off the tree and they're way ripe. And of course, they're chavin meiser. And mishatifresh garino mitoicha oichol, if you want to say this, is talking about that it reached the stage that the pit is able to be taken out and it's not going to be attached to any food. It's not going to be attached to the fruit. Sheli kol tzarka. That's considered ripened all the way. And of course, it's chavin meiser. So Rabban de Kesari, Army, the Rabban Kesari explain, is talking about that they reached this stage in their growth, mishayishtachim, that if you spread them out to dry in the sun, view yafas achila, and they're going to be good tasting. So at that point in time, we consider that they reached the shlesh and they're chavin meiser. We continue explaining the mission. We said, Parsigan Mishiatilu Gidin, and Rabbi Zeiru says, B'shem Isi, Mishiatilu Gidin Adumin, that's when they start growing these red sinews. In other words, when there's red lines that form throughout the peach, that's when it's considered to have reached a third. Furthermore, we had said, Agazim Ashkedim Mishiasu Megura, and Rabbi Yudan argued, and he had said, Agazim Ashkedim Mishiasu Klipa. And Amru, they explained, what's the Lashon of Klipa? B'klipa Hatachtaina, Shismucha Laichal, and this is talking about a lower Klipa that's next to the food. As we had explained, this is a film that's growing over the nut, in between the nut and the shell, that's what this klipa is. However, the Chum agreed Rabbi Yehuda, ba'altzerin, uba'pistakin, uba'tshubilin, with all these types of things, mishiyasu klipa, that they're only chayv and meiser once the klipa is formed, and not mishiyasu megura. Continue to explain the mission we had said, echeruvin mishiyan kidu, karabas chayv and meiser once black dots start forming, and tani rabchina rabpapa taught, echeruvin, when we're talking about karab, shilshulon hu chanatan. When it starts forming chains, meaning when it starts hanging down from the tree, that's considered the chanata, meaning that's when it's considered to have reached a shlesh. And we had concluded this statement in the Mishnah by saying, v'chol ha-shchayrin, all black or dark fruits, once they start forming these black dots, that's when they're chayv and meiser. What's an example of shchayrim? Kigon inve hadas v'inve sneh, like berries that grow on a hadas or that grow on a sneh, these are considered shchayrin. And we had said, mishian kidu, once they start forming these dots, tani rav chinar rav papa taught, mishias nekudas shchayrais, once they start forming black dots. Continuing to explain, we had said, Prishin. What's Prishin? Espargolin. This is called quince. Volomenikashman Prishin. Why are they called Prishin? She'en l'cha min ilon shu parish l'kedera el zebelvad. This is the only type of thing that grows on a tree, which is parish l'kedera. It's set aside exclusively for a pot because the only way to eat quince is if you cook it. And that's why it's called Prishin, because it's parish for a pot. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. I continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.